Hello and welcome back to The Psychology of It All. I'm Dr. Raymond Zuccari, nurse practitioner, your host, board certified in adult adolescent health, family health, and psychiatry, with specialized training in sex therapy. Many times people seek help in order to change a behavior. That either means they want to start doing something or stop doing something. This is part 2 of 3 in the Cognitive Behavioral Therapy DIY series. The last episode was realizing what you can control and actually doing it, also known as breathing. I highly recommend you check out that episode in order to start the process of restoring your sanity. Research has shown time and time again that setting goals is a powerful driver of behavioral change. So, I'm inviting you to embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation by helping you actually make a desired change in your life. This process will take about 3 months, and you'll have to do this exercise at least 3 times per week. But the good news is, it's absolutely free. If you cannot do this on your own for free, then you're going to need to make an appointment to see me at least once a week, not for free. And as usual, nothing in this podcast constitutes medical advice. This is edutainment only. I don't know you. You don't know me. We do not have a patient-provider relationship. So let's begin. You'll need a pen and paper as well. I want you to ask yourself some questions and write down the answers. And as you go through this, you can pause the recording at any time to complete your answers and then resume this to continue the process of your self-analysis. So the first question I have for you is, what do you want to increase or decrease in your life? Take a moment to list 4 items and then prioritize them, with number 1 being the most important and number 4 being the least important. Feel free to pause the recording now, and then when you return, we'll move on to the next step. Now that you're back, I want you to consider the stressors in your life that you would like to decrease or remove, specifically in relation to your goals. Recognizing stressors often helps you get clarity on what's holding you back. Ask yourself, in order to identify the stressors, what problem does the behavior cause you? Or, what problem does the behavior prevent? You may spend money you don't have on a particular habit, but that particular habit helps you escape the nagging spouse or the boss for a while, or distract you from your physical pain. So we want to know, what does the habit prevent from happening, and what does it allow to happen? What are the consequences? Pause the recording. Feel free to jot down your answers. I'll be here when you get back. Now, welcome back. I want you to think about the situation you would like to create or experience more often in your life. I want you to really visualize yourself in those situations and allow your mind to wander and feel the joy and fulfillment it would bring. Include as many details as possible. Who's present? What will you feel? What will they say? What does the air smell like? What are you doing? What have you accomplished? Really visualize yourself doing the change or having made the change. Our emotions and sensations play a significant role in our well-being. So I want you to think about the emotions or sensations that you would like to increase or decrease in your life. Imagine what it will feel like to have more of those positive and less of those negative feelings in your life. Feel free to pause the recording. The other thing I want you to consider is the fact that your thoughts tend to shape your reality. So now I want you to reflect on the thoughts you would like to increase or decrease. If you're a negative automatic thought pattern person, or if you have a lot of cognitive distortions, you may want to decrease those in your life. Or if you're an optimistic person from time to time, you may want to increase those thoughts in your life. The purpose of this question is to help you recognize the power of your mind and its influence on your behaviors and emotions. Now, I want to address some potential obstacles that could interfere with or prevent you from achieving your goals. By identifying these specific obstacles as they relate to your goals, you can develop key strategies to overcome them. Now, I would offer you suggestions. The problem is, anytime I offer a suggestion, you will come back at me with a reason why that won't work. And the reason for that is your obstacles are very personal. Some are deliberately put in place. It's more important for you to come up with what will work for you. Maybe it's setting an alarm clock at a different time, a reminder, changing your path home, buying something, not buying something. You need to figure out what those specific things are that you can do to overcome those obstacles. And now I want you to take a moment and reflect on your past experiences. Have you been able to achieve similar goals in the past? If so, how did you do it? And if not, what held you back? Be as specific as you can, and don't blame others. Try to figure out where your responsibility, where your behaviors, your actions or inactions led to you not achieving the goal. Self-reflection allows us to learn from our past and pave the way for a better future. Now, how important is this change for you to make? On a scale of 0 to 100, how confident are you right now that you can reach that goal? This measure of do you really believe you can do it, called self-efficacy, will give you valuable insight into your belief regarding your ability to succeed at something. The higher your belief in yourself, your self-efficacy, the more likelihood of you achieving the goal. However, if you're defeatist from the beginning, there's a high likelihood you will not achieve that goal. Now I want you to consider the importance. On a scale of 0 to 100, how significant is it for you to achieve it? Understanding your level of importance helps fuel your motivation. Imagine for a moment what would happen if you could not achieve your goal. What would that mean for you? And on the flip side, what would it mean to achieve your goal? Understand the significance and value of the goal is essential for you to keep focused and determined. Finally, which goal domain, meaning thought, behavior, or emotion, do you believe will be the easiest to change and which will be the most difficult? Understanding the challenges ahead will help you develop some effective coping strategies to be successful. And also clearly understanding the difference between a thought, a behavior, and an emotion will help you at your weakest times. Based on your answers, if there could be any advantage to changing your goal, what would it be? And if it is difficult to change them, maybe you need to pick a different goal. Take a moment to reflect on why that might be. Sometimes just changing your focus from a feeling to a behavior can bring about an unexpected breakthrough. Did you know you can do things exceptionally well, even if you don't feel like it? Here's an example. Right now, whether you feel like it or not, I want you to do 5 push-ups, or 5 air squats, or 5 jumping jacks. Regardless of how you feel, you can actually do those things. Then think about your feeling after you do them. You probably will feel more motivated, more energized. Your behavior can affect your feeling. Your feeling does not have to be the primary driver of your behavior. These sorts of questions are just the tip of the iceberg. In therapy, we further explore your answers and gain deeper insights. However, you can begin your journey of change right now by simply engaging in this exercise. And you'll do this 1 to 3 times a week because your answers will change, you will refine, your obstacles will be overcome, you'll identify new barriers and new motivations. So that's why you repeat the exercise 3 times a week, because this causes what we call cognitive restructuring. Your brain will change as a result of you being this focused. By gaining clarity, you will boost your self-efficacy and you'll be well on your way to making these desired changes. So take the time to think about these questions, jot them down with a pen and paper. And also, as you're jotting down your thoughts, you'll remember to join me next week to understand the psychology of it all. In the meantime, you'll keep exploring, growing, transforming, subscribing, downloading, liking, sharing, and writing 5-star reviews. Thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the best on your journey. Until next time, when we talk about, what happens when you mess up?